Theo went a long time to see Peacetaber, and now he's playing quite extensively. Has the plan you guys had for him, has it worked as you guys had envisioned with developing him slowly?
Well, we wanted to develop him. I think guys develop at their own pace. It's really not our plan. We just put him through the things we think will help him accelerate his development, and then once he's ready, we try to get him on the field.
I know you got still this week to prepare for, but even looking for the 2018, I mean, how prepared do you think he is once he goes into that second season?
Well, I don't know how that's going to be. I just think, you know, he's for next week, for this week. Each week he's gotten a little bit better in terms of what he's done and learning how to prepare and how he handles going into next season. We won't know. We'll just see. Normally with most teams or most guys, they make a big jump between their first and second year. I mean, we can't predict it, but you hope that's what happens.
What's maybe the thing about him that has struck you from week one, week 17, that he has gotten better?
The one thing we talked about, he's got really good ball skills and he's long, but he's really, really sharp, like really smart, really a smart guy, gets football. And so that's one of the things as we've been accelerating him, he's been able to handle a couple different positions. And I think that speaks to how well he's able to absorb information and then be able to use it in the heat of battle.
Yeah, on a personal level, what sort of opportunities do you expect to get this offseason, and how did the way that this season go for you guys as a team, how might that affect?
Well, I don't think, I mean, when you look at it, it's hard to win in this league. I'll address that first, that I think, like Jim mentioned, we're probably a little bit above average, and we need to be better than that. I wouldn't address anything moving forward. I got this job here that I'm still trying to take care of. I got one more game to take care of this job here, and then we see how it goes. As we all know, we're on one-year contracts all the time in this league. And so I'm just coaching my best, trying to get our players to play their best this week.
I know you don't necessarily want to address the future stuff, but do you think that the way that this season went maybe hurt potential candidacies for you?
I don't do that. I don't worry about that because I can't control that. All I control is how do we win games? Do we give ourselves a chance to win games? Do we give ourselves a chance to get in the playoffs? And obviously we didn't do that. And that's really all I can control, and it's all I worry about.
Can you explain your approach to when those job interviews come? I mean, how do you cram for, an interview, get ready to study the team that you're interviewing for? What do you do?
What I've done in the past is when it came up, I just crammed and studied for it like a test. You know how that is in college. Sometimes you do good, sometimes you don't do so well.
Did A'shaun Robinson make the jump in his second year that you thought he would?
I think he's done a good job this year. I really do. He's a big, strong guy. He's like all of us. We all got things we have to get better at. And hopefully this week he'll play his best game of the year, Saturday or Sunday. But he's progressing nicely, is the best way to put it.
No, he doesn't necessarily look like it, but he's still very young.
What do you mean? He looks as young as anybody we have.
what's the ceiling? It seems like there's still a lot of room for him to potentially grow.
I don't know. I don't know what the ceiling is. I don't know. All I know is this. He comes to work every day. He prepares. He runs hard. He plays hard. And so usually my take on that and my experience with guys like that is they, whatever their ceiling is, they'll reach it at some point, and he'll just continue to get better until he reaches it. So I have all confidence in the world that he'll continue to grow as a player. And what that ceiling is, I have no idea, but I know he's going to continue to get better.
You think Khalil Nader wants to play another season?
I don't know. You'd have to ask him that. You'd have to ask him that.
Have you had any discussions with him about the future? And if so,
no, I wouldn't do that. I'll do that after the season.
If he wants to play, you think he still can play?
Absolutely. And he's playing well this year before he got injured.
When Haloti did leave the lineup, I don't know how much that changed your usage of A'shaun. Is he best suited for a particular technique on the inside? I know he can play them all, but do you see him as an ideal fit at one spot?
No, I think he can play. He could play nose. He could play two. He could play three. He could play all those things. If we needed him, if we were in a 3-4, he could play five technique for us. I think the guy's pretty talented. So I don't think he's what I call a football player. You could put him anywhere along the line, and he'd probably figure out a way to be successful at it.
Can you take anything from a week 17 game in terms of just getting more reps for younger guys, or is it too much of a disconnect between now and training camp September?
We're trying to win game number 9. That's really only focus is on game number nine and winning game number nine. It's not like bowl game practice when you're in college and, hey, let's get as many practices as we can with these young guys. We're trying to win this game for the people of this organization, for the guys in this building, for the guys that, you know, really work their tail off to win in this league because it's hard. So we're not going to sabotage any of that. We're going to play our best guys to win.
Tia, you were with Freeney 20 years ago now. What's your favorite memory from working with him?
I'll step back. I don't have one. How's that?
I don't have one.
I know. Don't buy it. But I'm not giving it to you.
Is there one that you can give?
There's nothing. There's nothing bad. There's nothing there. Hey, Dwight is a great dude. Let me just tell you, he's a one of a kind. I mean, the guy's a Hall of Fame player. But in terms of memories, I was with Dwight for a year, and he was young, you know. There's not a whole lot there. You might want to ask Jim or Alan, those guys who were around him for 10 years. Those may be better questions for those guys.
I was just wondering if there was something in Syracuse that.
Well, there's always a story, but nothing super big.
You mentioned not getting young guys ready.
Watch your coach.
You've had, you know, three draft picks below the first round, Tees, Maven, and Ledbetter. We've gotten snap counts lately. What do you see from them as you sort of closing out the rookie years?
Well, I see improvement, which I think. Well, I see improvement from each of those guys. I see them competing well. Again, like all young players, they've got a lot in terms of adjusting to our game and adjusting to this level of football and the type of players they play in and play out. And so, you know, that's a little bit different than college. But what you see is you see growth from them. You see maturity. You see better understanding of our scheme and what we're trying to get done. And so I would hope that moving forward that those guys will continue to become better football players. What their ceiling is or where they're going to be at the end, I have no idea. I just know that I like the way they're progressing now.
How about Ziggy Ansah? I mean, I know he's up to 9 sacks now. I know he's got a couple 3-sack games. But what do you think he needs to do? Just a matter of health, or is there something that he can do to get back to that level that he was at 2 years ago?
I just think it's health. I mean, this is a hard game, and I really appreciate how he's battled through. And he's played, I know he's got 9, and he's played pretty well to the way he's played through those injuries. He's played the run pretty decently. He's been able to get some pressure on quarterback. He's gotten some sack numbers. But I think he's not as dominant as he was, and I think that's because of the injuries. And I think that if he's healthy, boy, he's as good as you get. Really, really enjoy coaching a guy. I mean, he is a good player.
I mean, he did have
last question.
What seemed to be a full off season to get physically right. I mean, are you confident that his body will ever get to the point where he can be dominant again?
I hope so. I don't see why not. But I'm not a doctor. I mean, if I was, I dang sure wouldn't be standing up here. That's for sure.
Do you have enough pass rush? I mean, beyond him, I mean, is that something area that you have to add to?
We're always. You can't. It's like corners. You can't have enough pass rushers. You can't have enough corners. Not in this league.